And as the nation celebrates Veterans Day today, a new phase of the impeachment inquiry is about to kick off in Washington. Democrats will call several witnesses this week who have already testified behind closed doors. And meanwhile, Nikki Haley, President Trump's former ambassador to the United Nations, released her memoir today and spoke with NPR, saying the president's actions with regard to Ukraine are not a good practice, but not impeachable.
Yes, he asked for the investigation that never happened. And was there aid involved? Yes. And it flowed regardless. And so did he put down the hammer and insist on this? No, he didn't. And so for that, you know, impeachment's a serious issue. And I don't see it as impeachable.
More of that interview today on All Things Considered. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us now. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you.
So House Democrats hope that these hearings this week, these public hearings, which many NPR stations will be carrying live, will break through to the public. Who will we be hearing from?
Former Ambassador William Taylor, who has been ambassador to Ukraine and then was brought back in to be the senior State Department official after the president caused to be removed the most recent ambassador there, Yamanovich, and we're going to be hearing eventually from her as well. William Taylor is a West Point graduate and a decorated war hero in the United States military and someone whose reputation in the State Department is truly beyond reproach. He is someone whose reaction to what happened here with the president's pressure on the Ukrainian president has been key to the depositions we have seen thus far from the closed-door hearings. So they're bringing him out as, if you will, the lead witness, the star witness, right at the very beginning to make the strongest, perhaps, part of the case right off the bat.
Now, Republicans have asked to call different witnesses, including Hunter Biden and others. Democrats control the process, though. Anybody from the GOP's list that might actually get to testify publicly?
It's possible. We don't want to get out in front of the Democratic chairs in deciding this. And I imagine that the Democratic leadership, including Nancy Pelosi, will also have some thoughts on this. But Hunter Biden, it would seem to me, would not be someone that they thought was relevant to what President Trump was trying to do here, even if what was motivating President Trump was something to do with the Bidens. I think they want to keep the focus on the president's behavior here and let the president's own investigations turn up whatever they may be able to down the road about the Bidens.
Okay, let me ask you about something else, which is Nikki Haley's new memoir. You have read all of it. Haley was the first non-white and female governor of South Carolina. She was reticent about President Trump back in 2016 before he was president, but then surprised many by going to work for him as ambassador to the UN. How does she portray the Trump administration in this memoir?
She portrays the White House and the Trump administration as largely a mess, uses all kinds of critical terms about Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who clearly regarded Nikki Haley as a subordinate. Nikki Haley saw herself as an equal. Nikki Haley tells us in the book that she was sounded out to be Secretary of State right from the very beginning, but didn't think that that was the right role for her. So clearly implies, at least, that she was the first choice before Rex Tillerson. She also doesn't have any use for former Chief of Staff John Kelly. She says that John Kelly and Rex Tillerson took her aside at one point outside the Oval Office and suggested that she should join them in restraining the president, saying that the president needed to be handled. He had to be corralled by sensible people. And she was apparently shocked by this, and she was apparently horrified at the thought that somebody would be undermining the Constitution by substituting their own judgment for that of the president, even if those other people were the president's choice to be his chief of staff and secretary of state. So she didn't want any part of that. And not too long after Tillerson had left as secretary of state, she also tendered her resignation, not in an angry way and not in a rebellious way. A lot of people wondered why she was leaving. It's clear from this book that she is still friendly towards the president, still wants to praise the president as apart from his administration, and particularly wants to remain close to the president's voter base.
For 2024, or even sooner than that, Maggie Haberman of The New York Times tweeted out, this isn't going to tamp down the speculation that the president is considering putting Nikki Haley on the ticket and replacing Pence.
You know, there are two kinds of books coming up. Right now, we're getting a lot of books about the Trump administration from former officials in that administration, a lot of books about the biography, the campaign biography of people who'd like to be president. I think this book qualifies as both. It's clearly a promotion for her future political life. She says she doesn't have any other doors that she's knocking on at this point, but, you know, if one should open for her, actually the way she puts it is, if God should open one for her, well, she'll see what's on the other side. She does not take on Vice President Pence, speaks of him only very respectfully. She does not say anything about replacing him, but she also doesn't say anything to scoff at that speculation, while she does quite explicitly rule out any kind of a challenge to President Trump himself in 2020. So that's going to leave open both the vice presidential speculation and certainly do nothing to damp down the speculation about her ambitions in 2024.
Interesting. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeremy.